You are riding into Totally Spoked to the sound of Evelyn Perry, and she rides on CICK 93.9 FM in Smithers, BC. Good morning, Smithereens. I'm your host, Christine Bruce. In this episode, we're going to speak with another Alan Cormier, the president of the Cycle 16 Trail, for his perspective on our being awarded the PIBC Award of Excellence in Planning. We're also going to talk about what happens next with that trail, because, have you noticed? Construction has begun. Ready? Go get your walking shoes, your bicycle, your skateboard, your snowshoes, whatever active transportation mode you choose, and let's set out. She gets on her bicycle, she rides. She rides. My apologies for the poor quality of this first sound file. Zoom decided to check out early and to be a poohead while it was present. I salvaged what I could of our conversation. In the second half, Alan and I resumed our conversation on his front porch. So, Alan, I want to welcome you to Totally Spoked. I'm really delighted to be able to speak to somebody on the Cycle 16 Board of Directors about this award that we've recently acquired. It's very exciting, in my opinion, because it makes us seem world-class from the outside, not just from the inside. But let's start with the Cycle 16 Trail. People are familiar with the trail, but for those who haven't used it, where is it and why did we make such an effort to install it in the first place?
Well, the origin goes back to wanting to connect Telquin Smithers with a bike trail, and originally was more or less as a scenic thing, you know, following the river. That goes back 20 odd years, but that wasn't too successful. But then it became more of a commuter trail. So it went in that direction, and that's where it started to have more success. First of all, most of the trail is built on Ministry of Transport land right-of-way, which makes it a lot easier than trying to acquire land all along the way. But the origin, you know, it's a group of citizens that said, let's see if we can do this. And you approach the Ministry of Transport. They said, well, we don't have a plan for that sort of thing or any policy. Here's 10 things we need you to figure out first. And so we would go back and work on that, come back and say, well, we've resolved those. So what next? And they another list. And in that time period, the public support started to grow. That helps. But also, there's a shift culturally within the province. People were more accepting of this as something that we all should have. The shift also went culturally, I think, from if you were a cyclist, it was for sport. And it shifted more and more to, no, it's transportation, which, you know, if you traveled, it is transportation. So that shift culturally and the large support helped with Cycle 16. Also, culturally, we saw a shift in provincial policy. Going back, 10 years, but even 5 years ago, the provincial policy was we just don't do that. It's now included in the transportation policy. There is a line, active transportation, and with that, a budget amount, every budget to support active transportation in the province. It's still small compared to what is spent in the total. I think it's 0.6% of the transportation budget goes to active transportation in the province, but it's something. It's more than what was there 5 years ago. It's zero.
Well, people are beginning to see the benefits, and we've had a couple of fatalities on the highway in the last 5 years, and so I think that also is raising awareness that we do need to be a little more proactive about how we build these things and getting it right.
Definitely, and yeah, even if there aren't fatalities, just being on the highway or there's a lot of stress involved. Also, from if you're a driver of a vehicle, there's a lot of stress too. So if we can eliminate stress for everybody. That's a good thing.
Agreed. Okay, last week, I guess it was 2 weeks now, Sue Harrison from Cycle 16 shared with me the news that the Trail Project has won an award at the gold level for excellence in planning practice as a small town and rural area. So that's quite a mouthful there, but maybe you could explain what that means and who exactly was listed as part of the winning team.
Yeah, it was there was three groups listed: Cycle 16, WSP, which is the engineering firm that Cycle 16 hires to work with us, and then the Regional District of Bulkley-Nunchaku. So the three parties were nominated. What it speaks to me is, it just underlines what a group of citizens can accomplish. That was what started all of this. Cycle 16 got going. We were persistent in forming society and our dialogue with various government agencies what possible. And we were out of that, we hired WSP engineer Alan Kingrad, because as citizens, we don't have the technical knowledge of what's needed to build a trail. But we needed that aspect. That really gave us a lot of credibility, because then we could speak the language that government regulators understand. And come forward, eventually we were the ones that came up with the detailed design drawings to build the trail. That's about $150,000 locally contribute to that. So it speaks to what the power of what local citizenship can do. In our work with Alan and WSP, also we worked with the regional district, because we needed a government partner to help with actually owning the trail. Our goal and our plan is to build a trail, not to own it. So that was the third partnership that we needed. And just one of those wouldn't be enough to accomplish this, but all three. And it speaks to the most important thing, which I think is relationship. It takes time. You can have a wonderful idea, but you still got to take time and build trust and have that relationship ongoing. So this reward recognizes that.
Yeah, I think the collaboration in my mind speaks to the amount of determination that your group demonstrates. There's a lot of little roadblocks and a lot of bureaucracy that had to be overcome. And I just sensed such determination that this was an idea that needed to come to fruition, and that you went to the trouble of finding the collaborations, that you built strong ones. It's a really strong partnership, and I'm
Yep.
very impressed that you've succeeded in this thing, because it looks, from my perspective, it looks like something that it's just such a high goal to accomplish.
Yep.
And I think that more every time I get on the trail. This thing
Yeah.
really
We
happened.
pinch ourselves too. It's still hard to believe. So much of a dream, and now you see it, it's coming.
I want to turn to what I referred to earlier as the outside world. The chair of the Planning Institute of British Columbia, so that's the PIBC, their Awards and Recognition Committee spokesperson, Lisa Colby, commented that the annual PIBC awards process is an important opportunity to recognize exceptional professional achievements of planners and their teams throughout BC and the Yukon. And most of us will never have heard of PIBC. I certainly hadn't, nor their awards. But this is significant because it's the outside world saying, look at little Smithers and what they've
Yeah.
accomplished. What does this mean for our community?
Well, it does mean Smithers gets mentioned for one of the many things that we do, like our music culture how well known that is around the province and the country. But this, it's to the planning people that are in planning throughout the province. They're going to hear Smithers and they're going to phone up and ask, especially the other planners involved, which is WSP or Allison Watson, who is on our team and it is a planner herself. They'll be contacting those folks to say, how did you do it? Do you want to work for us? Do you want to help us in our community? It just shows all of those other communities, small or big, you can get things done. And so that's already happened where they have been contacted by other regions in the province. Can you work for us? Give us advice or start planning in our region. So it's had its spin off that way. It just one more thing that makes Smithers look like a good place to live.
It's also a really good example of what can be accomplished. The design itself is really intelligent. I've heard a couple of people complain about that early that launch, you know, where you're trying to get up that hill. So all those switchbacks, you know, they complain,
yep.
Oh, that's hard to get up. And I think, yeah, but we're on mountainous territory. And
yes.
The best way to get up that is a switchback. And it's such good exercise. And you get to the top and you have this sense of accomplishment. And then it's almost flat for several kilometers. It's delightful to
Yeah.
be on that thing. And it's
Yeah.
beautifully paved. And you've got a line painted. And, you know, there's all the crossings are clearly marked. And there's a real sense of community with that thing.
Yeah, and you know, looking at that hill, you know, we had many options to try to scale the hill. It is challenging because we couldn't acquire more land to make the switchbacks bigger. But that's where having a professional involved, like when Kindrat, WSP, he knows what the active transportation guidelines are and designed it accordingly. So the switchbacks may look daunting for some folks, but and he can give you the exact detail, but I think it's every 100 meters there has to be a flat and then another rise. It can't be more than 8%, and I think this is around 7%. So it's below active transportation guidelines. There are hills in Smithers that are harder to cycle up than the switchbacks.
Agreed.
So you know, if you go up Main Street or up from Riverside Park, it's a lot more. You'd hope for switchbacks there.
Absolutely.
So it's there's always you could have done it this way or that way, and that's where at one point you just decide we have to do something. We have to make a decision, and there will always be things that you can look back and think, we can do that better next time, which is what is happening right now. Since you know, last fall, when our last summer, when the Ministry of Transport took over the whole project, they funded it. It's theirs. They will own it. They're going to build it. So we've learned a lot from developing the trail. And looking back, there are things that we can look back and think we should have done it this way or that way. You can always do that, hindsight. But with the ministry taking over, they're now looking at our project as a learning experience for the rest of the province.
Oh, wow.
Because this is the very first Ministry of Transportation managed and built active transportation. So they've said, because it was already kind of half done for them anyway, all the detailed design drawings were ready and so on. They could just say, we'll fund it, we'll take it over, but we're going to learn how to do this for the rest of the province. So everything that they're learning as we go, they're making note of and using it for their active transportation policy for the rest of the province. So speaking of learning and the advantage of what this project has done for our community, it's done a lot for our province.
So let me clarify this. When active transportation infrastructure was put into the city of Vancouver or the city of Victoria, that's the city doing it, not the ministry, correct?
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay.
And they may have had to work with the ministry because they're on highway right of way. Same with a lot of the trails that are built, Okanagan and so on. They were built by clubs or together with the regional district. This is the very first where the ministry says it's no different than if they were building a passing lane on a highway or any other infrastructure along the highway. They're now saying we build this as well, which is makes sense because it is transportation that we're building. So they're saying we'll build the highway, but we're also going to build active transportation corridors.
Okay. So no wonder we won an award then, because this is affecting, as you say, the entire province.
That's true. Yeah. It really has a ripple effect.
You are listening to Totally Spoked on CICK 93.9 FM in Smithers, BC, and I'm Christine Bruce. Before the break, the current president of Cycle 16, Alan Cormier, gave me his perspective on the importance of our winning the PIBC Award for Excellence in Planning Practice in small town and rural areas. In this next conversation, Alan and I met at his home to catch up on the latest news. Because the weather was so agreeable, we sat outside on his front porch, and it was a dandy day. But the news Alan shared was even more dandy. Phase 3 of the Cycle 16 Trail is being readied for construction. Woohoo! She has on bicycle, she has on bicycle, she has on bicycle. Okay, so the petition. Alan Kindrat has set this thing up, and it's getting a lot of signatures on it. So, as the president of Cycle 16, do you see the value of that?
Well, yeah, it's not a Cycle 16 project, but we have sent a letter of support from Cycle 16, supporting the initiative, and being active transportation, that's what we do, promote active transportation, especially safe active transportation. Of course, this fits right in with what we'd like to see continue.
As I've watched active transportation plans over the years, there's an entire network that needs to be built. And you're not going to expect any entire network to happen overnight. But when I moved to Smithers, they had just put in that silly sidewalk that began and ended nowhere. And that's a perfect example of what happens when you don't consider the entire network. And people are going to need things like the Second Avenue bike lane in order to get from A to B. By itself, it's not one piece, it's part of a larger network.
Well, what you have there, that corridor has been identified and used as an active transportation corridor. But as things get developed and the need changes over time, then you also see that it's time to improve what's there. That's how I look at it. We don't need to, it's not just active transportation users, it's vehicle users that will also see that it's time for an upgrade or a change to that corridor. Especially in the winter months, it's basically a one-lane road. It just becomes very stressful from a vehicle driver's point of view. And I do drive too, so it's not just active transportation. I bike that route all the time too. So I look at it, it's now time to address this section of the active transportation plan. Step by step, that's how we go. And when I look at this corridor, I have to think back to several projects in town that were similar. Like we had a big wide Main Street. It was good for 60 years. It served its purpose, but there came a point when we can make this more attractive, and that's when the Alpine theme was adopted. The old wide Main Street was changed to what we see today, which has small areas of green with benches. Angle parking was introduced. I remember the time when this was proposed, there was a lot of noise about, well, we're going to lose parking. But I doubt if there's anyone today would say we need to go back to what was there before.
Right.
Maybe improve what was done. And that was done a couple of years ago. But no one wants to go back to the big old wide main street with the Western storefronts. This is our character that we've adopted. I look at this corridor as the same. It's time for a think. What can we do better? What can we do to build on what already is in our town? And that includes the active transportation plan. So that's where I look at it. I think it's time to have the study. Let's see what ideas we can come forward with that'll only improve it for all users.
I don't think anybody would argue that it needs a change. I think everybody, no matter what their mode of transit is going to complain about that section, two-block section. So it does need to change for everybody's sake. And that's why I think having the public consultation is so important.
Definitely. And that's what I'm hoping this will happen. And I've seen that happen with council in the past, where they've turned something down and the public gets behind it and they bring it back. And council sometimes needs to know that, because they make so many decisions every meeting and they don't always know until they hear the negative. And they put a lot of time and research into it. So I see it as a positive thing. If council says, oh, look, there's a lot of support, let's do a study. If there was no support, then it would also look like, well, I guess we made the right decision. Mm-hmm. This way they know.
I've been an advocate for several things over the years, and I have friends who say, oh, I'm not a political person. And I think everyone's a political person. It's just whether you decide to vocalize your beliefs in something. And this is one of those moments where even the people who don't believe they're political are signing that petition because they realize how significant this moment is. So I'm really pleased to see this happening because it's bringing the entire community together over something that we all need to talk about.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, that's why Smithers is what it is, mm-hmm. is because so many people put the time and effort into finding solutions that work.
Isn't it wonderful?
It is.
I love living here for that.
Yep. That's what makes it a great community.
Yes. So I want to go back to the Cycle 16 trail for a minute, because I was on my way to Telqua this morning and I saw some construction. Now, I know that you have, through social media, advertised that some decisions have been made about the next section of the trail being built. But I was surprised to see some construction trucks out there working on it. So tell us what it is that's happening at the moment.
So what's happened is the Ministry of Transportation awarded West Horizon the contract to build Phase 3, which goes from the Telqua boundary to the pullout just past Donaldson Road on the highway. That construction has started, which is great to see. The contract states that it should be completed by next June. This particular contractor is quite efficient, is what we've seen, and good chance it's completed by the end of this year.
Oh, that's exciting.
So that's great. But, you know, there are things that can come up when you start digging. You find things are optimistic the end of this year, but for sure by June next year. In the meantime, you know, the ministry, they're finishing up the details for Phase 2, which will join Phase 1 and 3, and that includes the underpass. That section is quite complex, one, because the underpass involves more engineering, but also the highway's quite narrow in places, and there's a bit of extra engineering involved in coming up with the planning for that. There's 5 property acquisitions that are in the process. I can't tell you where they're at now because that's in the ministry's hands.
Right.
It was what we were doing until the ministry took over, but they're much better equipped at doing this anyways.
Yeah, it's nice to be able to give it to somebody who's professional.
Definitely. Like one of the things that helped us the most was hiring an engineer in the beginning. because we didn't know the language, we didn't know what we have to do next. And in fact, he was learning as he went too. This, the act of transportation guidelines and what's required. So we're all learning at the same time, including the ministry staff, because this is the first act of transportation project in the province that the Ministry of Transportation has taken on.
I'm thrilled to be part of something that changes our whole province's outlook on things.
It is great, isn't it?
I have to say, I have several friends who live in Telkwa, and they have come to me privately to say, how do I get onto that Cycle 16 trail? Because they live at the other end of it, right? And now they'll be able to just go to the end of Telkwa and take that section of the trail. Even though the two are not connected yet, they will have a trail that they can get onto.
Yes.
And I think this is one of those marvelous moments where a community is going to see the value of what they've been given, and they'll start requesting more. And then we'll get, I mean, I'd like to see a lot of the highway. I mean, like to go to Telkwa and Hazelton and the whole highway. We have so much traffic on there, bicycles doing that.
Yeah.
You know, the whole stretch of BC. Wouldn't it be fabulous to get bike trails for them so it's not difficult?
Yep. You know, that's the beauty of building phase one. People could then see what we were talking about and use it and think, oh, we could use more of this.
Yeah.
So that the more you have, the more you want. And it all involves planning. It doesn't just happen, oh, that's a good idea. Cycle 16 is years in the making. So it takes time. It takes patience, perseverance. Mm-hmm. You know, Telkwa, the good news with the ministry taking over, they've added what we're calling phase four, which will take you from the village boundary in Telkwa right to Eddy Park.
Oh, how lovely.
So that's once phase three and two are completed, then phase four, well, they're all already working on plan and design for that section as well. The one thing that may delay that is the village wants to upgrade their water main first, and then they'll put the trail on top of it.
Right.
Rather than put the trail, dig it up, then put a new water main.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. You know, in the meantime, the village is making applications for grant funding for the water main. So it's, again, patience and planning.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be able to go from Eddy Park to Main Street Smithers and go back again and get an ice cream. Quite happy with this. Yeah, and if you dream forward, yeah, once the trail is built, I think it will change so many things. Well, I know I've talked to people. They say, well, as soon as that trail's built, my kids are going to bike to school.
Yep.
Or who knows what other things can develop.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the dreams that I've heard is somebody from outside of town said, what if we put bike lockups, like big containers where you can take your bike in and lock it up, and you drive to the edge of town, and then you collect your bike, and then you can ride around town while you're working or shopping or whatever.
Yeah.
And I thought, that's a brilliant idea, and it would be a great thing for all of BC's small communities.
Yeah, and without the trail, that idea doesn't mean anything.
That's right.
But with the trail, it's like, oh, and here's a business opportunity for somebody.
Yes.
You know, container to store your bike for the day next to a coffee shop or a bike repair shop or...
Well, one of my upcoming episodes is going to be on bike parking in town because it's abysmal. We need to rethink this.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember the days when they had concrete blocks with rebar in them.
Yep.
Okay, that was better than nothing. Because nothing was up against the shopkeeper's window, and they weren't happy with that.
Well, so if you go over to any of the schools, I've taken pictures.
Yeah.
There's hundreds of bicycles.
Yeah.
They're all locked up to whatever, but there's no bike parking for those kids.
Yeah.
Time to think of that through.
Yeah.
Now. I mean, look at the dreams that we can have
thanks
to better infrastructure.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Alan, for being one of the dreamers and one of the people who are determined to make this happen.
Well, you know, it's a pleasure to work on it, and it's a community project. There's so many people involved. That's what you get to know after a while. It wouldn't happen without the community.
And that's it for another episode of Totally Spoke.CICK 93.9 FM in Smithers, BC. I'm Christine Bruce, and I thank you for listening. Huge thanks also to all the past and present members of the Cycle 16 Board of Directors, the good people at WSP, especially Alan and Erica, and the RUBN. And while I'm at it, thank you for donating time, energy, and money to the Cycle 16 Trail Project. Your ongoing support, buying t-shirts, memberships, visiting Meg's Bikery every Saturday, that all added up so the board could approach funders for matching grants, which ultimately became $400,000. And because the project was so solid, and we had such a good base of funding, the government decided to take it over to the tune of $10 million. Good work, small mammals. Keep being you. In upcoming episodes, I'm hoping to explore more on Alan Cormier's comments on how our Cycle 16 trail is inspiring other trails across the province, particularly in Burns Lake. Does the province of BC need more bike trails? Spoiler alert, yes it does. See you then, active transportation bunnies.